This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome back to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. Reminder that the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch and Ellis is...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Coming up next from 9 to 11, Las Vegas, college basketball championships. Let's go. It's the Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest. Winning is super easy. Just download the free Odyssey app today. Log in and listen to The Fan or any participating Odyssey station. Listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your daily entry. Tons of prizes, big prizes, travel and accommodations for four to Las Vegas, and $5,000 for each person to fund the ultimate viewing experience for the first two rounds of the college basketball championships. Download the Odyssey app and listen to The Fan today. Right now, though, we are being joined by the one and only Lily Zhao. You can find her on social media at Lily S. Zhao, sports anchor and reporter for Fox 6 in Milwaukee. Lily, great to be chatting with you. How are you doing?
Hey, Andy. Thanks for having me back on. I'm doing great. How about you?
I am doing fantastic. It has been too long. I'm excited to catch up with you. We had an interesting conversation to start the show today about the Packers and the draft being in Green Bay and whether or not they unequivocally have to make a selection in the first round of the draft because the draft is being held in Green Bay. We know Goody. It's unlikely that he's going to trade out of the first round entirely or trade that first round pick anyway. But is it a requirement, Lily, that the Packers make a selection in the first round of the draft this year?
I feel like, you know, Brian Gutekunst probably wouldn't care where the draft was. You know, he's going to draft where he's going to draft, but I think maybe just for the optics of it and it being in Green Bay, I think it would really satisfy Packers fans to have a pick obviously go in the first round and hear the cheer and have, you know, everything just kind of go right because, you know, Green Bay fought for that draft for so long. It's finally coming to town. So I think why not have a pick in the first round and celebrate it that way and celebrate the fact that it is in Titletown and the fact that they finally got it there. So I'm all for the Packers not moving down or trading back and keeping that first round pick, and I'm hoping the Packers stick with it.
Let me ask you this side of it as well. This is one of the things that we discussed. What if they traded it on draft day for a significant player? Do you think that that would satiate the fans of you know, getting their money's worth? I guess it's not even money's worth because they're not paying to go to the draft other than if they flew in. But that would make fans still happy, even if they didn't make a first-round pick, that they traded it for a big-time player. Would that be good enough, or does it have to be a selection?
Well, you know, I think for Brian Gutekunst, it's obviously what's best for the team. So
right.
Obviously, if they're going to be moving the pick for a significant player, I think, you know, yeah, it might sting on the first day of the draft where you don't hear a name called for the Packers. But at the end of the day, you know, that long-term value is what you're looking for if the Packers do indeed bring in an impact player. So I said, listen, all for it. If they want to do that and move it back or move it up or whatever and get an impact player, I am all for it because at the end of the day, we want to see these players succeed from the draft. So I'm all for what the Packers want to do in that regard. But like you mentioned, it would be pretty spectacular to have them just pick in the first round. But
yeah,
if Goody feels like moving the pick is the best option, that's what they should do.
I was talking at least in the first segment there of it would just be the funniest thing ever if this team that's been completely allergic to trading away first round picks the one year that they actually do it is the year that it's being held in Green Bay. But we know Goody, it's probably not going to happen anyway. I do want to ask you a little bit about Packers free agency. Again, we're being joined by Lily Zhao, sports anchor and reporter for Fox 6 in Milwaukee at Lily S. Zhao on social media. As we look at this free agency period first, before we even get into the draft, Packers definitely have some needs. What do you see, Lily, as the biggest need and where would you like to see them target first as they go into free agency?
Obviously, I know us in the media, we can talk about obviously getting a wide receiver, but just from the season-ending press conferences that Matt LaFleur and Brian Gutekunst had, it feels like that's not necessarily their top priority, and not that it's not going to be, but I feel like, you know, we've all been talking about, oh, that the Packers might need a number one receiver, they might need that go-to guy. Haven't had one since Devontae Adams left a couple of years ago, but I feel like this team might focus on defense early, and that kind of has been the bread and butter for Brian Gutekunst in the draft. It's drafting those defensive players or offensive linemen early. But I would say this Packers team does need a pass rusher. I think that would be probably their biggest need. It's to get after the quarterback. So I think the edge rusher position would be addressed. I think cornerback, I think we've all talked those are two big positions in need, knowing that Jaire Alexander most likely will not be in Green Bay next year, and then you go after a receiver. And whether or not they do that via free agency or the draft, I don't think the draft is that heavy with talented receivers as it was a year ago. Maybe they go the free agency route for a wideout. But I think those are the three biggest needs that the Packers need to address, and we'll see, I guess, in what order the Packers deem the most important.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting to see what they attack in free agency first and then how that affects the draft after that based on what they actually are able to accomplish in that agency period will all be interesting. And also, as we mentioned, trades are on the table there as well. There's another team that trades may be on the table for coming up here, Lily, in the next week or so, and that is the Milwaukee Bucks. I do want to take a quick pivot over to them and talk about a little Bucks and Brewers while we have you on the line here. I want to start, obviously, last night, Bucks-Blazers did not exactly go according to plan. I think sometimes in the back-to-backs, the Bucks' age does have a tendency to show just a little bit, but disappointing game last night. We can start there, but then also, where does this team kind of stand as we get into the trade deadline coming up in the next, I think, week here?
Yeah, it's hit the nail on the head there. It was a very disappointing night for the Bucks because, they're on a long road trip. They played a back-to-back. You know, the air is thin out west when they played in Utah, and then you don't have A.J. Green or Bobby Portis, two good backup options for this rotation. Who needs that youth? They need the, that energy and the shooting, and they didn't have that without those two key players. So this is a Bucks team that looked old. They looked tired, and the young Blazers really took it to them in their own house. So they certainly spoiled Damian Lillard's return to Portland. But I think this team right now, it's kind of surprising that with the up-and-down season they have had, they're still kind of holding out of that fourth spot in the Eastern Conference standings. Everybody in the East is kind of slipping a little bit, which helps the Bucks' case. So they're still in the fight there. They're still in playoff position at the moment as we do near that deadline, past the midway of the season. But this is a Bucks team that I think needs to make a move if they want to make a push to make the NBA playoffs or NBA finals and even, try to win a title. I mean, this is a team that's been searching for that right piece, right, ever since, say, 2021 to make it far in the playoffs, and they just have had just disappointing first-round exits. So I think this team needs to be aggressive. John Horst has shown that he has no problem doing that. He swung for the fences many times, obviously getting Damian Lillard. So what's the next piece for this team? I thought going into the season it would be a defensive wing, but just looking at how this team is constructed, they do need that third shot maker behind Giannis and Dame. It's really been Giannis and Dame carrying the scoring load, and you don't really have that third option behind them. So I think they have to go out there and somebody that obviously can score, but play a little bit of defense because they still need that aspect on the floor. So I think the Bucks should be pretty, pretty just urgent in getting another player to join this team.
I think so, too. It's really interesting. My guess is it's maybe something a little bit more middle tier and maybe not top of the line. But like Zach LaVine is somebody that makes interesting. I don't think they're going to do a Jimmy Butler thing. I don't think they're going to do a Bradley Beal thing. But Zach LaVine is that one that maybe makes a little bit more sense. However, you mentioned the second part of that, playing some legitimate defense as well, which is not exactly LaVine's forte. You get into some Dame and LaVine minutes, and that might be a problem in the backcourt defending wise. So, yeah, it's a really interesting aspect of like, what player do you want to add to this team? And can they go out and get somebody like that with the limited assets that they have available? And do they trade away Chris Middleton? These are all very interesting aspects. As again, we're talking to Lily Zhao, sports anchor reporter for Fox 6 in Milwaukee. She's the absolute best. Find her on Twitter at Lily S. Zhao. But yeah, like, do you think it ends up being more of a top tier trade or something maybe a little bit more that they work around the fringes?
I think hopefully, they find a way to, I guess, just get the best value. And you mentioned a name like Zach LaVine. I think he'd be a great fit for this Bucks team, but it's, can they afford to get him, right? You're talking about a team operating in the second apron. They can, of course, shell out some money there and try to kind of counteract Chris Middleton if he is indeed the trade and his $34 million player option that he would have next year. So I think, not saying Zach LaVine at all is a middle tier option, but I think a name like that certainly would help the Bucks. You know, you're not shelling out all this money and players just to get a guy like Jimmy Butler. But I think, a guy like Zach LaVine certainly would help this team. But I think for as, I guess, limited as the Bucks are with what they can do and the assets they do have, just getting somebody on LaVine's level would certainly bolster this offense. And maybe that's what they need moving forward. Just to have a third scoring threat when Giannis and Dame are playing.
Yeah, no, I think so too. It's going to be really interesting to see what they ultimately do at the deadline. I'm expecting something. How aggressive they are is going to be, I think, the storyline there. But they're definitely, they cannot have a first round exit again. I it's one thing. I know that the expectation is going to be championship here, but like the one thing you cannot have with Giannis still in his prime playing as well as he is another first round exit. It would be a unbelievably disappointing like Dame Giannis pairing for another year if it's another first round exit. I don't know where you go from there if they have another first round exit. That to me would be a potential franchise altering situation where you might have to look at it and be like, do we just have to go in a different direction here? And I'm not necessarily going to the trade Giannis sort of talk, but like that would be a big time disappointment.
Absolutely. I think that really has been weighing on this Bucks franchise, knowing that they've made the moves to want to get to the end goal, right? It's to win another NBA championship, but they just haven't gotten past that first round. And you talk about a team that's aging. You know, these are guys that are getting older, and they're getting older collectively together. And so what do you do? You have to make this team younger. You have to play your younger guys, but you also have to add that piece that will push you over the edge. I mean, PJ Tucker, that addition, the year they won the title, was a fantastic pickup by the Bucks brass. So they need another guy like that that can just push them over the edge. And again, luckily for them, the Eastern Conference, is there's not a massive gap between 2, 3, 4, and 5. So they certainly can stay in there and potentially get a better seeding as well when the playoffs do begin, but they just need that extra piece to get them over the finish line.
Going to be a big week for John Horst. Now, Lily, we are getting some little 40-degree weather, and it gets me thinking a little bit all of a sudden about baseball. Now, I'm still Packers 365, and that's all my mind usually does is think about the Packers. We're in the middle of Bucks season. Marquette had a game last night, of course. The Badgers basketball team is playing well, but right around the corner, pitchers and catchers going to be reporting for the Brewers. It seems still seems like kind of crazy that we're like just a couple weeks away from that, but it is going to happen. So I want to ask you a couple things. A, as we look at this Brewers team coming up, what's the number one top storyline as you're looking ahead to the you know kickoff of Brewers season? And what are your expectations for this Brewers team going into 2025?
Sure. Yeah, you're right. It is kind of crazy to say that spring training is, it kind of is around the corner, you know,
yeah.
And it's just, I'm always jealous when those guys are out there and it's still super warm out in Arizona and we're, you know, we're still kind of freezing here in Wisconsin. But to your point, it's lots going to be going into the season. And you look at this Brewers team and I think for them, it's how do you address the infield? That's my biggest question, I guess, going into spring training and early Brewers baseball is what do you do at that infield spot? Because a guy named Willy Adames, who we all know has been spectacular,
yep.
Big clubhouse guy, big value, big bat. So you lose him at the shortstop position. How do you address that loss? Do you move a Bryce Turang? Do you move a Joey Ortiz? Those are all been questions that have been posed to Pat Murphy and the Brewers brass as to what do you do at that spot? So do you keep Turang at second base? Do you move Joey Ortiz over to shortstop? And then if you do that, then who plays third base? So I think that third base shortstop question will be very interesting to see what the Brewers do there. But I would say in terms of the expectations, I still expect this Brewers team to be the best, if not the best team in the NL Central. You look at the rest of the teams there, they're still kind of getting there. But I think this Brewers team perhaps is the most complete in that regard. They'll bring back Brandon Woodruff if he can kind of pitch to where he was. You know, this is a team that can compete. You bring in Christian Yelich, again, dealing with surgery on his back. He'll be back and probably starting out as a DH. You know, I think he will be another big addition offensively to this Brewers team. So I think looking top to bottom at the division, the Brewers, I think, are still a very complete team. It's how do they address their bullpen by trading away Devin Williams. So there are still some questions there, but I think overall, this is a team that I think should be competing for another division crown.
Yeah, I love the injuries that you brought up because I think to me, the Brandon Woodruff and Christian Yelich, you know, injuries and their return from injury is going to be the big ones. Because if those two are playing at the, yeah, I don't know that we necessarily say the peak of their powers, but if they're playing anywhere near what they're capable of, that's going to be massive for this team. I mean, you get a frontline starter in Brandon Woodruff and you get one of the best hitters in baseball in Christian Yelich. If it was like when Yelich has come back from injuries in the past and it's been a little bit more, let's just say, you know, nondescript and not that top end player, that's going to certainly affect the offense. And if Brandon Woodruff is instead of ERA or 2+ ERA guy that we're usually talking about, if he's in that 4 range, that's going to certainly change things as well. So I think those two are the big two that I'm kind of keeping an eye on. Lily, before we let you go again, sports anchor reporter for Fox 6 in Milwaukee at Lily SL on social media. You had a great interview right after the passing of Bob Uecker with Jeff Levering. And it was fantastic to kind of hear from him. Obviously, you know, not the situation we wanted to hear from him in, but you had an unbelievable interview, and we all remember that call from Jeff, and I just even get goosebumps even just saying it, you know, at the end of last season and that sort of heartbreaking loss at the end of the season that's even feeling more heartbreaking now. What did you take away from that interview with Jeff, and as we get into this Brewer season, how much is that loss of Bob Uecker going to kind of play into how does this team kind of respond to having this legendary figure that has been basically the avatar of the organization and so much more than that, that's no longer there. And there's going to be this literal Bob Uecker sized hole in this organization that's impossible to fill.
Absolutely. I think you brought up a great point. There really is a big Bob Uecker sized hole this team needs to fill. But I will say in terms of Jeff Levering, I just want to thank him just for just being, so gracious to take time out of his busy day to talk about the loss of one of his best friends and a loss of a family member. Because they have grown that close in the last decade. And, you know, Jeff was telling me that he was able to see Bob the day before he passed, you know, and to offer his condolences to his wife and his family. just for how close they were. But I think just the impact that Bob Uecker had on Jeff, on the entire broadcast crew, on the fans, it can't be understated. But, you know, I think Jeff Levering is just a phenomenal voice for the Brewers moving forward. I think he will do that broadcast booth justice, as we know, as we've heard him call those games. And I think just what I learned from Jeff Levering is just, the guy that Bob Uecker was, it can't be, you can't write it down. Like, he just was so unique, and he was just one of one. But the way that he made people feel, and the way he made people feel about Brewers baseball, I think is the lasting impact that he'll have. And obviously that can be stated from all the, you know, the Miller Lite cans and the flowers that were left outside of AmFam Field at his statue. but I think Jeff Levering, just knowing that probably was the last time that we would hear Bob Uecker on the call, obviously very emotional, and rightfully so. So, you know, it just was tough to hear him just be that emotional, because he kind of knew that might be it, and it was. So just again, thank you so much for Jeff for chatting with me. That was a really, really great conversation. And Andy, thank you for bringing it up. But in terms of what the Brewers do moving forward, you know, Jeff said that's something they're going to think about every day, because the reminder of Bob is everywhere in that broadcast booth. So how do they honor him? You know, it'll be weird calling spring training games without him there. What do they do during spring training? What do they do for their home opener? Do they leave a seat open for him in the booth? I think these are big things that they will be addressing very soon. And so it will be interesting to see what this Brewers team does moving forward. But I think every year they've been trying to win one for Bob Uecker. I think this season upcoming will be the one where they really try to win one for Bob Uecker.
Yeah, I think so too. And we talked about Bob Uecker being this irreplaceable figure within the organization. He's clearly an irreplaceable figure in the broadcast booth for Milwaukee, but man, you cannot ask for a better situation with Jeff Levering on the call. He's been absolutely phenomenal. I'm excited to hear Jeff on the call this year. And you know, that's, like I said, an impossible situation to be in and to fill in for a legend like that. But Jeff Levering's up for the task, and he's absolutely fantastic. And Brewers fans are really lucky that he's in that position to be making those calls moving forward. And I'm excited to be tuning in on the radio and hearing Jeff call those games this upcoming season. Speaking of taking the time, Jeff, did I appreciate you a ton, Lily. What do you got coming up on Fox 6 this week, and anything that you want to plug on the way out?
Sure. We have the Super Bowl on Fox 6, right? So that'll be fun to watch, even though, you know, the Packers aren't playing in it. But I think we're just kind of plugging along with Marquette Hoops. That's also on our air. Take it on UConn, and then we'll go from there with basketball season. But I know it kind of stings for Packers fans that they're not seeing their team play in New Orleans, but we always got next year.
Big win for Marquette last night. We don't get to talk about it a ton, but they are a very fun team to watch. Even when they're down, always feels like they're going to come back and win, and they did that exactly last night. Lily, you're the absolute best. We cannot thank you enough. We'll definitely chat again soon and get your thoughts on all things Wisconsin sports. Sound good?
Awesome. Thank you, Andy. Appreciate it.
You bet. Talk to you soon. That is Lily Zhao. Again, find her on social media at Lily S. Zhao. When we come back, we're going to be going to the phone, so get those phone calls and texts into the Nicolay Law Fan Talk and text line, 414-677-1250. Again, do the Packers need a premium pass rusher? And if so, who should they target? It's the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. We are back right here on the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. Thank you so much for making the Pack-A-Day Radio Show part of your daily routine.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees.
Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.